This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kava tereri, tunosangana zvakare manera anasi, uri musi wemuvhuro, chikumi 27, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7, nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe, dzamunopiwa neStudio 7, iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Kwa msuesu ndokamba achitwa chemotherapy ari South Africa. Pakari kuri kapasa wazvakanaka. Uyezve vakasimba masipiritsi avari hai.
Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMovement for Democratic Change vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanozivisa nyika nhasi kuti vari kurwara nechirwere chegomarara.
Mutungamiriri weRural Transition of Zimbabwe akaona zvakakodzera kuti ritsvage masikiro kana kuti maitiro avangaite kuti hurumende inge ichiburitsa mari pane kungowanika vachangogara vachikurukura pasina chinobuda.
Hurumende yosangana nevakuru vemasangano evashandi vehurumende kuti vazeye nyaya yekunonoka kupiwa mihoro kwevashandi. Vemakombi vorotidzira muguta rekwaMutare zvosiya vanhu vakawanda vasina chekufambisa. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMovement for Democratic Change kana kuti MDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vazivisa nyika nhasi kuti vari kurwara nechirwere chegomarara. Vatsvangirai vaburitsa mashoko kuvatori venhau vachiti musi wa8 kubvumbi vanachiremba vavo vemuZimbabwe vakati vaende kuSouth Africa kunoongororwa navana mazvikokota uko kwakabuda pachena kuti vainge vaine chirwere chegomarara rematumbu. Vatsvangirai vati mushure mekuonekwa kuti vane chirwere ichi vakabva vatanga kurapwa zvavanoti zvakabudirira. Vati kutanga svondo rino vanenge vaive kutanga kunwa mapiritsi kana kuti chemotherapy. Vati semutungamiri vaona zvakakosha kuti vazivise ruzhinji rwenyika nezveurwere hwavo. Vatsvangirai vati vakagadzirira kurwisa chirwere ichi asi vati zvakakosha kuti vanhu varambe vakashinga kugadzirisa matambudziko makukutu akatarisana nenyika. Mukuziya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata mutauriri wavatsvangirai valokutambori nyoka.
Yes, nokutaura vatiri kuita vari kuSouth Africa vari kuitwa chemotherapy. Nhasi vaburitsa mashoko kuvana veZimbabwe vachitaura iko kuti pavakaenda kuSouth Africa mushure mekunge varisewa nemadokita veZimbabwe vakaenda kuSouth Africa vakanobatwa vaine cancer of the colon. Saka kubvira musi wesvondo vakamba vachiitwa chemotherapy vari kuSouth Africa pakari kuri kapasa wazvakanaka uyezve vakasimba masipiritsi avari hai.
Ko sei vafunga kuzivisa vanhu nezveurwere hwavo?
Vataura ivo kana mumashoko avatura nhasi kumhuri yeZimbabwe vataura ivo kuti vanhu utungamiri hwakanaka hunofanira kupora huchibuda pachena maererano nemamiriro akaita utano hwavo. True political leadership must always be open and transparent nekumira kwakaita utano hwavo. Izvinoenderana nemavalues avanowirana anotaura kuti vatungamiri ngavabude pachena nezvinhu zvosanganisira utano hwavo.
Mutauriri wavatsvangirai valokutambori nyoka vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Vemakombi muguta reMutare nhasi varamwa kutakura vanhu vachiti havasi kufara nechoko muhomwe chavanoti chiri kuitwa nemapurisa zvopa kuti vasare vasina kana chouviri. Chiitiko ichi chinonzi chakanganisa zvikuru vanhu vanga vachienda kumabasa nevana vezvikoro zvapa kuti vamwe vafambe netsoka nzendo refu. Mutoro wedu wenhau Lloyd Moyo anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vachitaura neStudio 7 nhasi, vatyairi vedzimotokari vanofamba neveruzhinji vanoti hazvichabatsiri kuramba vari mumigwagwa vachiita basa ravo nekuda kwekuti mari yose yava kuperera kumapurisa vanoda choko muhomwe.
Shoko iro rakanaka because isusu tofanira kuti tiite roadblock 1 yepurisa. Hanikaiti marodibroko 10 kuenda kuboza. Kana ndoenda kuchikanga 10 marodibroko. Ndovano ndito police 1 ndosangana naye murodi. Ndovano ndita ticket 1. Bozi ndandizoshandira police. Kuti $70 bazuwa, $100 ma ticket bazuwa. 120. Zvese zvazvingori mira murodi mazvibudi.
Vaize kushumba mugari wemamutare mumusha wechikanga. Vashumba vanoti mapurisa mazhinji ava nedzimotikari dzavo dzavanoshandisa migwagwa. Izvo zvinovapa pfungwa yekuti mapurisa aya ave kuita mabasa ehuori. Vana vechikoro vakawanda vatadzawo kuenda kuzvikoro nekuratidzira uku nhasi. Mumwe weavo vatadza kuenda kuchikoro ndiPeter Mangove.
Azvinombonaka boza chatendi kuchikoro. Wangu wana utendo mabasa, azinombo naka zuwa. Ngatoe makombi ngato uya.
Simu zuna business, varivo zvakare mumiri wedanga mvura chikanga mudare paramende vaisa Mfumi, au vanewe zvakare vane motokari dzinofamba neveruzhinji, vanoti panoda kuti mapurisa navo vataurirane. Mutauriri wemapurisa kuno kudunhu reManicaland Assistant Inspector Alex Chananda, vanamba kutaura neStudio 7 nhasi pamusoro pezvenyaya iyi vachiti titaure nevakuru vavo Chief Superintendent Cheri Ticharamba avo vasina kuwanikwa. Ndakamirira Studio 7 Mamutare, ndini Loida Moyo.
Mubato nzwa vechidiki kubva kumapata anopikisa uye vemasangano akazvimirira oga uri kuzvidaidza kuti tajamuka uri kuenderera mberi uchiratidzira munyika kuti mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vapelekezela mpoko vabude muhotera yeRainbow Towers yavari kugara kubva muna zvita 2014. Vampoko vanoti vari kugara muhotera iyi nekuti hurumende ine zvikamu zvainazvo kana kuti mashares uye vati havasati vawana kwekugara. Kuulavayo mapurisa anonzi ambochengetedza vamwe vechidiki gumi nevaviri vanga vachiratidzira nezvouori uye nyaya yavampoko. Asi umwe wechidiki anova nhengo yeTajamuka uye ari sachigaro weNational Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, Vasten Zvorwadza, vakasungwa nemugovera vachiratidzira kuRainbow Hotels kuna vampoko vabhadhariswawo mari yechibatiso nhasi. Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 aita hurukuro navazvorwadza nezvekusungwa kwavo.
Kudare kwataenda nhasi mushure mekusungwa zvekumbonyikidzwa, mapurisa eZimbabwe achizama kuprotecta Vice President Mbekezela Mpoko. Vatibonya iyi ichazopindazve kudare musi wa13 July kuti itongwe.
Mabhadhariswa mari yechibatiso yakawanda zvakadii?
Ndabhadhariswa $200 bail. Ndikabva ndapiwa condition yekunzi handichafanirwa kuti ndiende kunoita zvananga ndichiita zvekuratidzira paSheraton kuti Vice President Mpoko vabve ipapo.
Saka izvi zvinoreva here kuti mava kumira nyaya dzekuratidzira idzi?
Handisi kudzokera shure. Kusukira mangwana chaiyo ndinenge ndichienda kunoratidzira pane imwe nzvimbo, nokuti ndanzi iye zvino handichafanira kuratidzira kuSheraton. Ndakunoratidza 100 to 200 meters away from office ya president. Zvinotenderwa nemutemo. Saka ndozvandichange ndakuita kutanga kusura mangwana.
Ko, pamakasungwa makarohwa here?
Ndakarohwa ndikakuvadzwa rwokurerudyi. Ndikarariswa nezuro nemapurisa yare central. Ndisina kufuga, ndakangopihwa kagumbezi kamwe chete.
Iwo mapurisa avaikuudzaiwo kuti kudii pavakakusunga yapa?
Mapurisa havana kundiudza kuti vandisungirei. Vakandisunga kuma9 mangwanani. Vakazondiudza kuti vari kundicharja kwakumazorodoka kuma4. Vachiti vari kundicharja iwo nekuti zviri kunzi ndakati ndichapisa hotera kana Vice President Mpoko akaramba varimo. Zviri ari manyepo.
Nhengo yeTajamuka vari sachigaro weNational Vendors Union vaStan Zvorwadza vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7.
Muchirongwa chevechidiki cheThe Connection mangwana tiri kutarisa kuratidzira kwevechidiki mazuva ano mumigwagwa uye padande mutande reinternet vachishora uori nehurumende yeZANU PF.
Kana mchida kupinda mchirongwa ichi, titumirei mashoko mchishandisa WhatsApp number zinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Ngati sanganei mchirongwa The Connection mangwana mune ni wenyu ntungamili nkomo ne mumwe wangu
Tatenda Gumbo.
Vedzisvondo varatidzira muHarare nhasi vachiti gurukota rezvedzidzo Lazarus Dokora vanofanira kusiya basa nepamusana pemhiko dzavakati dziitwe muzvikoro. Idzo dzinonzi nevedzisvondo ava dzinotyora kodzero dzekunamata chitendero chavanoda. Mutoro wedu enhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Nengo dzembata nedzwo dzisvondo dzakasiyana siyana uri kuzvidaidza kuti Prayer Network of Zimbabwe dzaungana nhasi muHarare dzichiratidzira kusafara kwadzo nedanho rakatorwa nehurumende kuti vana vaite mhiko muzvikoro dzekuti vanoda nyika yavo. Varatidziri ava avo vanga vachidarika zana vange vachiratidzira vakatakura michinjikwa nezvinyorwa zvakasiyana siyana vachiimba nziyo dzesvondo dzanga dzakasangana nedzimwe dzanga dzichitsoropodza vadokora nehurumende. Mumwe wevaratidziri ava vaPatson Dzamara vati yakwana zvino nguva yokuti vedzisvondo vachienda pamberi kugadzirisa zviri kunetsa munyika.
Say no to dokora.
Yeah. Mumwe mfundisi anga achiratidzirawo nhasi vaAnslom Magaya vati mhiko idzi idzo dziri kudaidzwa kuti National Pledge dzakaipira zvinhu zvakawanda. Vati pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvinofanirwa kuitwa nehurumende kwete kuswera ichitemesa vanhu misoro nezvinhu zvisina maturo zvakaita semhiko idzi. Mutungamiriri wePrayer Network of Zimbabwe vaJacob Ngarivume vati sangano ravo riri kupa vadokora mazuva maviri ekubvisa mhiko idzi muzvikoro kana kuti vosiya basa.
Bhaibheri rinotirambidza kungotore mhiko pese pese. Yes. Runoti do not take my oath carelessly. Tinotenda kuti National Pledge is a careless oath.
Paratidziro dzaitwa nhasi panga paine vemapato ezvematongerwo enyika vanosanganisira mutungamiriri weZunde vaFarai Mbire, mutungamiriri weDare vaMathias Dzikiti pamwe nemutungamiriri weboka revechidiki muMDCT vaHappy Mochidziva. Zvichakadai vamiriri vevaratidziri ava vaita musangano nemutevedzeri wegurukota rezvidzidzo vaLari Mavhima pamahofisi ebazi iri apa varatidziri ava vachienderera mberi nekuratidzira. Mushure memusangano uyu vaMavhima vaudza Studio 7 kuti havakwanise kutaura nezvenyaya iyi vachiti vakasungwa mbira dzakondo nemutemo. Vamwe vanga vari mumusangano uyu vati nyaya iyi yave kufanira kuitirwa referendum asi vaMavhima vati izvi zvinotora nguva. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Apo musangano wekuzeya nezvemazuva ekutambira mari kwevashandi vehurumende uri kuitwa muHarare pakati pemakurukota ehurumende nevamiriri vevashandi. Rimwe sangano revashandi vehurumende reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe kana kuti RTUZ ratozivisa kare kuti richatora matanho kana zvichabuda musangano uyu zvikasagutsa nhengo dzaro. Munyori mukuru wesangano iri vaRobson Chere vanoti nhengo dzavo dzichanoratidzira dzichirara pamwe nekuswera pamahofisi egurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa kubva musi wa1 mwedzi unouya kusvika dzapiwa mari dzadzo dzemihoro yachikumi. Makurukota anotere zvemabasa nevashandi rehutano pamwe nezveupfumi vakatsigirana nagavhuna webhanga guru renyika reRBZ vari kusangana nevamiriri vevashandi pasi peApex Council kuti vazeye nezvedanho rehurumende rekuda kuendesa mberi mazuva ekutambira muhoro kuvashandi vehurumende. Hurumende yakazivisa kuti yatora danho iri sezvo isina mari. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yataita navachere pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Isu sana chiremba tiri kushoropodza zvikuru danho rakaitwa nehurumende rekuchinja mapedi edu. Tinonyanya kushoropodza nenyaya yekuti pakutanga zvinhu zvakaitwa tisina kuwirirana. Akazongoona zvakabuda kumapepa zvichinzi mapedi edu emuna June avamo muna July. Chechipiri ototi isusu sekta yedu yatinobva iyo health sector isekta yekuti tinoofa masevhisi atinoda relife saving. Saka chiremba kana mukoti hakwanisi kutorova.
Tino Urombo avo vanga vari vesangano ravana chiremba va Fortune, Dr. Fortune Nyamande vanomirira sangano ravana chiremba. Iye zvino tokupai hurukuru yataita navachere. Tine Urombo vateereri michina yedu inenge iri kuti tatarikei kuti tikupei hurukuro yataita nevesangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Asi tinonzwa kuti musangano wanga uchiri kuenderera mberi panguva yataenda pamhepo pakati pevamiriri vehurumende nevamiriri vevashandi. Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Vateereri muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk, nhasi tiri kutarisa nezvechirwere chegomarara kana kuti colon cancer, chinove chirwere chiri kubata vanhu vakawanda. Gomarara kusanganisirawo nedzimwe ndudzi dzegomarara chirwere chabata pasi rose, kwete Zimbabwe chete. Uyewo kune kurudziro dzakawanda dzekuti vanhu vange vachienda kunotariswa navana chiremba pachine nguva. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Munyori mukuru anoona nezvekudyidzana kweAmerica nedzimwe nyika vaJohn Kerry nhasi vashanya kuBrussels neLondon kuti vanozeye nezvedanho reBritain rekubuda mubatanidzwa European Union. VaKerry vanzi vari kufamba neshoko rekuti vacharamba vachidyidzana zvakasimba neBritain uye kukurudzira kuti dzimwe nyika dziri mubatanidzwa umo dzisabude. Nhasi muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa nyaya dzezveutano tiri kuzeya nezvechirwere chegomarara rematumbu kana kuti colon cancer. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMDCT Vamogen Tsvangirai vazivisa nhasi kuti vari kurwara nechirwere ichi. Sangano reCancer Association of Zimbabwe riri kukurudzira vanhu vane makore makumi mana zvichikwira kuti vaende kunovhenekwa gomarara iri gore roga roga kuitira kuti vawane rubatsiro pachine nguva. Amaileen Mupunzanwa, vanove Health Services Manager wesangano reCancer Association of Zimbabwe, vaita hurukuro naMavelous Muhlanganyawe weStudio 7 nezvechirwere ichi.
Colon cancer inonzi cancer yematumbu. Matumbu, kune matumbu madiki, kune mazitumbu mahombe aye. Saka normally colon cancer we are talking of zvimuzidumbu zvihombe riya. Gomarara rematumbu, sepamwe makancer akawanda. Zvizhinji hazvizikanwe, asi dzimwe dzenguva zvinoonekwa kuti mararamiro atinoita anogona kuti konzeresa kenza. Ende kana tichitaura nemararamiro, we are talking about our diet, zvatinodya. Tiri kutaura ne ama alcohol consumption doro ratinonwa fodya. We are also talking kuti hati exercise miri yedu nokuti iroro gomarara rematumbu recolon cancer rinenge rinotifarirei kuvanhu vane miri yakati kurei.
Munhu angazive sei kuti ane gomarara irori rematumbu?
Gomarara rematumbu unogona kunzwa uchingonzwa mudumbu muchingo kunge muri kurwadza, sort of discomfort yaunayo. Unogona kuti zvakare kuti dzimwe dzenguva unotadza kuita tsvina uchita tunhoko, iya inonzi pachirungu constipation. Dzimwe dzenguva zvochinja woita manyoka, zvichingochinja zvichidaro. Dzimwe dzenguva unozoona tsvina yachona inogona kunge ine turopa.
Gomarara iri rinowanikwa richibata vanhu vane makore akamira sei uyezve madzimai kana kuti varume nyanya?
Igomarara rematumbu iri gomarara rinowanikwa vese varume nemadzimai. Kazhinji igomarara rinowanzowanikwa kuvanhu vati kurei zvishoma, tingati 40 zvichikwira kazhinji kacho. Asi nedzimwe dzenguva shoma unogonawo kuonawo vari kuma30s. Distribution yekuti varume vakadzi zvinenge zvakada kungofanana.
Zvii zvamungakurudzire vanhu kuti vaite uyezve munoti kana munhu asvika pamakore api aende kunovhenekwa vanoenda kupi?
Isinokurudzira kavanhu kutika vanhu mararamiro edu zvatinodya, ngatidyei kudya kwakanakira utano hwedu. Uku ndo kudya kwakaomarara kuya kunonzi pachirungu kune raffage. Zvinoita kuti tibatsirike kuita tsvina zviri regular every other day, kana kuti kwapera mazuva maviri kuti tiite tsvina zvakanaka. Izvi zvinoinkluda kuti kana tidye chikafu chisina kunyaugayiwa, tidye miriwo yakawanda, kana ichigoneka kudyiwa isina kubikwa tichidya miriwo yakawanda inotibatsira, tichinwa mvura yakawanda at least 2 liters a day, tichidyawo kudya kusina mafuta enyama akawandisisa, tichiita zvakare kuti pakudya ipapo maprocessed foods mamwe aya akachengetedzwa chengetedzwa tinodya asi tisawanze. Toita maexercise, tinokurudzirwa kuti tipote tichiexercisa miri yedu, noti kazhinji hatizvibhalanse zvatinodya nebasa ratinoita kuti tipise, tibhene mafuta atiri kudya, tibhene zvatiri kudya. Saka tinokurudzirwa kuti 3 to 4 times pasvondo for about 30 minutes ngatiite exercise iya yakasimba inokuita kudikitire, zvakaita sekufamba uchifambisa stereki, zvakaita sekumhanya. Vanokwanisa kuenda kumajimu vachienda kuitira kuti tiite miri iri pakati nepakati. Tine dambudziko munyika medu mokuti vanhu vakawandisisa 80% vemacancers vari kunonoka kuenda. Tinokurudzira kuti wakawana chinokunetsa pamiri, tichiita tarisana negomarara iroro, wakaona mudumbu muchinetsa uchiti wamboita manyoka, wamboita tsvina yakaomarara, 3-4 weeks uchingoita the same complaint iyoyo, enda unoonekwa kumaclinic kwana chiremba uchinyatsotsanangudza kuti ndozvandiri kuita. Kunyange zvichiti wakatirapwei zvotiperei zvodzoka futi, still unofanira kuenda unyatsokuongororwa. Vachakuita matests akawanda wanda okutarisa kuchivheneka kuona kuti hapana here chiripo chingadai chiri kukonzera izvozvo.
Amailini Mupunzwana weHealth Services, vanwe Health Services Manager vesangano reCancer Association of Zimbabwe, vari parunare muHarare naMavlas Mhlanganya weStudio 7.
Tinokutambirai vateereri muchirongwa chedu Pindai Mudariro, chatinotaura nevechidiki. Ini ndini Chioneso Jani. Nasi tine mukomana anonzi Tafadzwa Chiwaridzo, anoimba nziyo dzechitendero. Anoda kutiudza wakadi hako?
Ndinofara makadi zvenyu zvizi. Ndoda kutenda Studio 7 nokuti kuridzwa kwavakaita nziyo dzangu kuri kuita kuti ndave mutop 20 yYAFM nokuburikidza nekuridzwa kwavari kuita, kwamuri kuita nziyo dzangu.
Tiudze zvinofamba sei padamba refu iri?
Ya, damba refu iri rine nziyo sere, takariti munori ndichengeta. Saka vanhu vari kufarira iyo munondichengeta neimwe yacho inonzi ngativatende iri pekutanga. Saka kuburikidza nekwamakataura kwandakaita neStudio 7, vanhu vachinzwa ndichitaura paStudio 7 vakada kuva neshungu yenziyo dzangu, ndobva vazokusvikira vakazodzinzwa dzakuridzwa paYAFM, ndobva vadzivhotera kuti dzipinde mutop 20. Saka iko zvino ndiri kufara kuti damba refiroro riri kuita zvakanaka, ende ndinopa kutenda kwakanyanya neStudio 7. Ndanga ndisina mukana wekuti ndikwanisewo kuita kuti nziyo dzangu dzinzwikewo neruzhinji rwakanaka. wakawandisa muno muZimbabwe nekunze.
Munozviziva sekuti Studio 7 ndiyo yakakubatsira.
Vanhu vakanditsvaga vakawanda vakandifonera vachindibvunza kuti tinorwana sei damba refu rako iri. Saka iko zvino izvitane tichiri nedambudziko zvishomanini kuti tifambe naro tichichiridza mumana nenyaya yekuti tikuda zviridzwa zvekuridzisa. Uyezve zvakare tikuda kuti tikwanise kuwana mukana wekuti tive nemarketing ikambani inokwanisa kumaketawo mumhanzi wedu.
Aiwa, tafadzwa waita hako.
Aiwa, ndinokutendai imi, murambe makadaro.
Nguva ndiyo yapera, ini ndini Chioneso Jani.
Ishe Jesu, muri Mwari wangu, shamwari yeupenyu hwangu, ndimi mwenje wetsoka dzangu.
Ishe Jesu, muri Mwari wangu, baba.
Munhau dzemitambo. Hakuna shanduko huru yakaitika mamiriro eCastellaga Premier Soccer League mukupera kwesvondo, asi kumhuri yeDynamos kwaramba kuine kuchema apo mumwe mutsigiri wechikwata ichi akashaya zvakare. Mutori wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotitaurira zvakaitika.
Kunyange hazvo chikwata cheDynamos chiri kushura mare, zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka sezvo mumwe mutsigiri wechikwata ichi ange ari muchipatara mushure menjodzi yakauraya vamwe vatsigiri vechikwata ichi. Ashaya zvekare. Izvi zvave kureva kuti chikwata ichi charasikirwa nevatsigiri vapfumbamwe. Ashaya musikana wechidiki anonzi Patience Murefu oyo ange ari muchipatara chiparire nyatwa. Njodzi iyi yakaitika musi wa 11 chikumi munzira yeHarare neBulawayo pedyo neBattlefields apo vatsigiri ava vaenda kumutambo weDynamos neChapungu. Kushaya kwevatsigiri ava kuri kushandiswa neDynamos kuti iite chidakadaka chekukunda mumitambo yacho. Dynamos yakaita izvi mushure mekurova Harare City 2-0 mumutambo wakanakidza zvikuru zvekuti murairidzi wechikwata ichi Lloyd Mtasa ari kufara nekutora mapoints ake egumi nemaviri kubva mumitambo mitanhatu.
Zvinofadza.
Chimwe chikwata chiri kutamba zvinonwisa mvura ndeche Highlanders. Highlanders yave panhongonya yeCastellaga Premier Soccer League mushure mekunge chikwata chavo charova ZPC Kariba 1-0. Mimwe mitambo yeCastellaga Premier Soccer League yakapera seizvi: Wange 0 Mutare City Rovers 1, Ngezi Platinum Stars 1 Border Strikers 0, Chapungu 2 Haumine 2, Chorocho Pirates 0 Chicken in 1. Totarisa munyaya dzekumhanya. Kelvin Pangiso nezuro akatora mukombe wake wetanga nda half marathon kwemakore maviri akateverana, apo akasiya vamhanyi vanosvika mazana mashanu kusanganisa urimaidzi wawo uyo ari kuenda kuma 2016 Olympic Games. Pangiso uyo ari kutarisira kunokwikwidza kuma World Championships akavhomoka ndokupedza mujau uyu nenguva shoma shoma yanga isingatarisirwe yeawa imwe chete nemaminutes matanhatu pamwe nemaseconds masere. Zvichakadaro mutihwini ane mukurumbira munyika Kirsty Coventry nemusi wemugovera akasarudzwa kuve mudzimai akashura mare munyaya dzemitambo muAfrica, kana kuti Sports Woman of the Year. Mabiko aya anove ekutanga anonzi Africa Union Sports Council Region 5 Regional Annual Sports akaitirwa muJohannesburg, South Africa. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Tinotenda Kariati. Vateereri, musakanganwa kuti muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa nyaya yechirwere chegomarara mushure mekunge mutungamiri weMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vazivisa kuti vari kurapwa chirwere ichi. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare musoro yenhau dzanhasi. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanozivisa nyika kuti vari kurwara nechirwere chegomarara. Vemakombi voratidzira kwamutare zvosiya vanhu vasina chekufambisa. Tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu anokuonekai nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti musaenda kure, tibatane munhau dzechirungu. Ini naMavelas Muhlanganya uye Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 27th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Opposition MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai says he has colon cancer of the colon.
He was diagnosed with cancer of the colon. There are several procedures that are involved after a diagnosis. So as we speak, he went back to South Africa last Sunday and he's undergoing chemotherapy.
A church denomination staged protest over Zimbabwe's national pledge being recited in schools.
We are saying no to Dokora.
Yes.
We are saying no to Satanism.
Yes.
As Zimbabweans, we are saying we need our country back.
Yes.
This evening we'll be focusing on the life and legacy of the late Vice President Joshua Mukomo.
He was such a great man who provided wise words and wisdom to his people. And I think if people follow his footsteps, there will be peace and harmony in the world. He was a peace-loving guy and a father figure.
And civil servants hold a crucial meeting with government on late June salaries.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Former Prime Minister and Movement for Democratic Change founding President Morgan Tsvangirai says he has cancer of the colon. In a brief statement, Tsvangirai said on the 8th of May 2016, his Zimbabwean doctors referred him to South Africa where a further diagnosis revealed that he was suffering from cancer of the colon. Tsvangirai said following the diagnosis last month, he underwent an operation that was very successful. However, he said a diagnosis of cancer is the first of several medical procedures that include treatment through chemotherapy, which he is undertaking at the moment. Tsvangirai said, quote, as a leader and a public figure, I have taken a decision to make public my condition. It is my firm belief that the health of national leaders, including politicians, should not be a subject of national speculation and uncertainty, end quote. Tsvangirai, who was part of the unity government between 2009 and 2013, said his health condition is unfortunate but can be faced by anyone. He noted that he intends to confront his development with determination in order to overcome it. Studio 7's Blessing Zulu speaks with Tsvangirai spokesman Luke Tamborinyoka about his health condition.
Mr. Tsvangirai is recovering as we speak. He's in South Africa where he's undergoing chemotherapy. As you know, Blessing, he has just issued a statement to the people of Zimbabwe saying that on the 6th of May, he went to South Africa and he was diagnosed with cancer of the colon. But as you know, there are several procedures that are involved after a diagnosis. So as we speak, he went back to South Africa last Sunday and he's undergoing chemotherapy.
Why has he decided to tell the nation about his illness now?
And as far as he is concerned, it speaks to the values that he holds so dear, the values of transparency and honesty. And as he said in his own statement, that true national leadership must always be open about things such as one's state of health. He doesn't believe in secrets around these matters. And to some of us, it speaks to the quality of leadership.
That was Luke Tamborinyoka, spokesperson of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.
Members of various church organizations under the banner of the Prayer Network of Zimbabwe staged a peaceful demonstration in Harare today, demanding the resignation of Primary and Secondary Education Minister Lazarus Dokora over the government's introduction of the National Pledge in schools. The churches argue that the pledge violates their right to freedom of worship. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Jesus.
More than 100 members of the Prayer Network of Zimbabwe gathered in central Harare today, demanding that Education Minister Dokora should leave office within 2 days for imposing the national pledge on their children. The demonstrators, who were holding holy crosses and placards with messages denouncing Dokora, addressed people in bank queues and bus termini, as well as busy road intersections, before passing through Parliament on their way to the minister's office. There was a near scuffle between anti-riot police and the demonstrators just outside Parliament when police unsuccessfully tried to block them from proceeding with their march. The situation was saved by some leaders of the protest group who showed the police a clearance letter that was issued by some top officers, resulting in the demonstrators singing even louder. One of the demonstrators, Obet Masaraure, who is also the president of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, said most teachers in the countryside were against the Education Ministry's directive to force school children to recite the national pledge.
We have urged all our members not to undertake the national pledge.
Another demonstrator, Patson Zamara, said it was now time for the church to join forces with other activists to ensure that the government meets the demands of ordinary Zimbabweans.
We are saying no to Dokora.
Yeah.
We are saying no to Satanism.
Yeah.
Reverend Anselm Magaya, who also participated in the march, said there were many things that the National Pledge violates, adding that its introduction was tantamount to promoting Satanism. He added that instead of introducing the National Pledge, the government must fulfill other issues that it pledged to do, such as providing jobs.
We are here to declare
yes.
that Zimbabwe will never be the same again.
Yes.
We are here to declare
yes.
that the church will never be the same as definers
yes.
of historic
yes.
transition
yes.
of this our nation.
Yes.
Prayer Network of Zimbabwe founder and president Jacob Ngarivume told the demonstrators that allowing children to recite the national pledge was unconstitutional and ungodly.
The national pledge is a careless oath.
Right.
The protest was also graced by some politicians such as Zunde leader Farah Imbire, Dare leader Matthias Dzikiti and leader of the MDCT Youth Assembly, Hepimo Chidziva, as well as representatives of some civil society organizations. Mbire told the gathering that the time was now ripe for President Mugabe to leave the expectations of the people.
It's never left to a government to decide. It's never left to a minister to decide. But it is your personal decision. And there are times when you have to defend your faith.
Some representatives of the demonstrators left a petition at Dokora's office where they met with his deputy, Larry Mavima. Mavima told Studio 7 that there was nothing his ministry could say because the national pledge is before the courts.
The petition cannot be reacted to at this particular point in time because the matter of the school, the national school pledge, is a sub judice matter.
Mavima said the demonstrators also demanded a national referendum on the national pledge, but he noted that this was a very long and expensive process.
A referendum has a specific legal process that it follows. That someone has just raised it as a possibility does not mean that it can take place. Citizens in this country have the freedom to follow the correct channels if they want a referendum on the national school's pledge.
The protesters left an assortment of placards at the entrance of Dokora's office. The national pledge reads as follows, quote, Almighty God, in whose hands our future lies, I salute the national flag, respecting the brave fathers and mothers who lost lives in the Chimurenga Umvukela. We are proud inheritors of the richness of our natural resources. We are proud creators and participants in our vibrant traditions and cultures. So I commit to honesty and the dignity of hard work and court. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
In a related development, a member of the Tajamuka Sesijikile political protest group, Sten Zorwadza, who was arrested for staging a protest at the Sheraton Hotel against Vice President Pelegezela Mpoko's continued stay at the hotel, was today granted a $200 bail by Harare magistrate. According to our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi, Zorwadza was ordered not to set foot at Sheraton Hotel. His group is demanding that Mpoko should leave the hotel where the government is paying for his expenses.
The late Vice President Joshua Nkomo, a fiery Zimbabwean nationalist, died almost 17 years ago at the age of 82. Nkomo, an advocate of land reform under the, quote, son of the soil, end quote, slogan of the 1970s, may never have lived to enjoy the fruits of independence like millions of people in the Southern African nation. Before independence, Nkomo and other freedom fighters promised that Zimbabweans will live in a land of milk and honey. But 36 years after independence, most local people are living from hand to mouth, a far cry from what they were promised when they took up arms to fight against the Ian Douglas Smith regime. Despite the harsh social, economic and political environment in the country, Nkomo's legacy lives on. In the first edition of a six-part series focusing on Nkomo's life and legacy, Studio 7's Gibbs Dube today looks into the life of the country's politician, political icon, once considered by the Rhodesian government as a terrorist leader.
The late Joshua Mkabuo Nyongolo Nkomo, a son of a teacher and lay preacher of the London Missional Society in Zimbabwe's Kezi District, Matarani South Province, was born in 1917. At the age of 35, after working as a truck driver and carpenter and getting involved in trade unionism, he was elected president of the Southern Rhodesia African National Congress, a major political party at that time. Nkomo spearheaded the liberation struggle under the National Democratic Party when the colonial regime banned the Southern Rhodesia African National Congress. When the NDP was also banned, he formed the Zimbabwe People's Union, or ZAPU. He was locked up in prison between 1964 and 1974 and managed to sneak out of the country after his release to lead the nationalist movement. Zimbabweans in all parts of the country called him Father Zimbabwe, Umtalawetu, or Our Old Man, and Chibwe Chidedza, or Slippery Rock, among many other nicknames. His name became synonymous with the aspirations of black nationalists and their followers. Following the country's independence in 1980, after a brutal liberation struggle, he was appointed cabinet minister by Prime Minister Robert Mugabe, but fell out of favor as his former ZAPU Party junior accused Nkomo of attempting to stage a coup. This resulted in the deployment of the North Korean-trained 5th Brigade in the Matabeleland and Midlands provinces, leading to the massacre of an estimated 20,000 innocent civilians, mostly Nkomo's PF ZAPU supporters. The government has never revealed the number of people who were killed by the crack unit, though Mr. Mugabe once described the massacres as a moment of madness. The then Zimbabwean Prime Minister claimed that he wanted to get rid of dissidents in the two regions using his army, commonly known as Kukurahundi. Nkomo fled the country, fearing for his life, but later returned home. The Kukurahundi massacres led to the signing of a unity agreement by the late Vice President and Mr. Mugabe in 1987. Who was Father Zimbabwe Umtalawetu or Chipo Chitedza? Apart from being a nationalist leader, Nkomo was a married man, a father, grandfather and great-grandfather. Life was tough for the Nkomo family when he decided to decolonialize the country. His son Sibangilizwe still remembers the time his father was away from home. His mother, Joanna Mafuyane Nkomo, played a key role in looking after the family when Nkomo was in the guerrilla trenches.
My mother was a very, very hardworking person, a woman with imagination. You know, she would use her skills, sewing skills, cooking skills, to get some money for us to go to school. So somehow we managed. Of course, there was always the goodwill of my father's business friends who would come up, with help. Also, there was the Christian Care organization that at a later stage, during our secondary education, they helped us out.
Nkomo was highly respected in his village in St. Joseph's Mission area. Tandi Moyo of St. Anne Mission, a few kilometers from Nkomo's homestead, explains.
He was such a great man who provided wise words and wisdom to his people. And I think if people follow his footsteps, there will be peace and harmony in the world. He was a peace-loving guy and a father figure.
She says his legacy lives on despite the few achievements after independence.
As a person from Kezi, our place is underdeveloped and kids still travel long distances to school. There is a lot of improvement that needs to be done. Even the roads are pathetic.
Nkomo's brother-in-law, Lavmo Fuyane, believes that Nkomo always put his country first.
The one thing that really stands out for me as far as Dr. Joshua Nkomo is concerned is the idea of Zimbabweanness. In other words, a person that thinks of the nation first before themselves. This is really what his legacy represents, right from the time that he fought for the liberation of the country as well as the time that he served in government.
Fuyane says the late vice president's legacy should be emulated by all Zimbabweans.
We need to inculcate more this culture of Zimbabweanness and thinking about the country first before thinking of ourselves. There's no better way to celebrate his legacy than that. That really is what we need to do. We need to pass that on to the younger generation so that we begin to have a lot more of a sense of self-belief in ourselves. There's no society out there that has ever been able to uplift itself without having that inner belief cutting across the entire spectrum of society.
He explains how this can be done.
There are movements out there, both inside and outside the country. I mean, I'll just give one example of a movement known as Oats Flag, which is really beginning to speak to citizens standing up for their country, standing up for what the flag represents within the national spectrum in Zimbabwe.
At national level, Nkomo was regarded as a humble man, despite leading an armed struggle against white domination. Sifasi Msipa, one of Nkomo's close associates in PF ZAPU, says apart from being a visionary leader, Nkomo was a peacemaker.
Nkomo was able to bring people together. He was genuine in really trying to understand people and to bring them together. And I think he will always be remembered for that. Yes, he loved peace. Although he had suffered under Mugabe, he was still prepared to work under him for the sake of peace, hence the Unity Accord. It was not easy for him to accept it, but he did it for the sake of peace. So Nkomo was a man of peace.
In our next edition, our correspondent Gandhi Maramba we'll be focusing on Nkomo's calls for a comprehensive land reform program in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C.
Coming up,
a closer look at the causes and methods of preventing cancer.
Stay tuned.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
First Lady Michelle Obama landed in Africa today with her daughters and her mother for an overseas trip promoting education for girls, starting with the country recovering from the recent Ebola epidemic. The Obamas were welcomed in Liberia's capital with a red carpet and traditional dancers wearing the red, white and blue colors of both the American and Liberian flags. They also will visit Morocco and Spain. While in Liberia, the First Lady will meet with the president of the West African country, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the country's first female elected head of state. Pastor Joseph Munyangata, a Zimbabwean living in New York who was once based in Malawi, tells Studio 7's Choniso Jani that African First Ladies and other leaders should promote Mrs. Obama's trust towards the empowerment of girls.
There are several factors that causes girls not to have access to education. You look at the issue of poverty. You look at early child marriages and violence. These are key factors. There has to be a way in which these girls can be empowered such that they are able to even have access to the educational system.
First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, is running with this project of girl education. Do you believe that this could be a positive step to African countries?
The White House data stipulates that there are over 250 million girls living in poverty, and they are in struggling economies. One in every three by the age of 18, they are already married, and with poor health facilities, with poor educational outcomes, with other factors that are negative contributing to their level of poverty, it makes it even worse in Liberia and focusing on Morocco and so forth. They would soon change the whole paradigm, because you educate a girl, they say you educate a village. And so it's a great initiative, but we need many more people who can stand with the First Lady of United States, Michelle Obama, other First Ladies of other countries, if they can stand up and support here, not only First Ladies, but all leaders in general, this would make a huge difference.
That was Pastor Joseph Munyangata, a Zimbabwean living in New York, who was once based in Malawi, speaking to Studio 7's Chioniso Jani. The Cancer Association of Zimbabwe says Zimbabweans should go for early colon cancer screening annually so that they can receive treatment should they have the disease. The Cancer Association of Zimbabwe Health Services Manager Lynn Mupunzwana says those over 40 should prioritize their health and get screened to avoid complications later. Mupunzwana says it is important for people to eat well and follow a good diet, as well as exercise regularly, to ensure that they're in good health to avoid getting different cancers, including colon cancer.
Colon cancer is when you have a growth which is cancerous on the colon. The colon is the large intestines.
What is the cause of colon cancer?
The cause, basically, like most cancers, the causes are known. But you find that our lifestyle, especially when we look at our diet, can contribute to the incidence of colon cancer.
What are the symptoms of colon cancer?
Normally, someone will have abdominal discomfort. But with time, you can have diarrhea alternating with constipation. You can also have blood stools, which can occur. And as it advances, you can have loss of weight. You can have difficulty passing the stool, depending on the size and the situation of the cancer.
Is it most common in men or women, especially in Zimbabwe? What statistics are you seeing currently?
I don't have the statistics offhand, but you see it in both males and females. And normally you'll see it in people above the age of 40, although at times you can see it in the 30-year-olds, but mostly it's late 30s, 40-year-olds and above.
And what are you urging people to do in order to perhaps be vigilant about not taking care that they are not affected by colon cancer? What are you urging people to do?
What we are encouraging people to do is to look at our lifestyle, look at our diet. Because, I mean, if you look at your lifestyle, if you look at your diet, your alcohol consumption, your smoking habits, your exercising habits, you find that you can reduce the amount of cancer. So we are encouraging people to live a healthy lifestyle, to have a high-fiber diet, to have low-fat diet, plenty of water, and to exercise. We are also encouraging people that if you have a persistent symptom, 3 to 4 weeks having the same symptom, even if you say you have the symptom, you go to your doctor, you're treated, and it comes again, we are saying have it checked, just to exclude the conditions like cancer of the colon.
You were mentioning earlier on that most people go for diagnosis late. Tell us a little bit about that. What are you encouraging people to do?
To report to a doctor or to a clinic or any health facility after 3 to 4 weeks of a persistent symptom or noticing anything. What can be screened? We are encouraging people to get screened, like the cervical, the breast, the prostate. But things that don't have the actual screening mechanism, we are saying any persistent symptom, have it checked. But you find that with most people, there are several reasons why people don't go early. It could be financial implications. It could be fear. It could be You know, there are people who might believe that, okay, I'll go to areas where they can pray for me. I can go to traditional healers. So there are various reasons which make people delay going to hospitals.
And also, are there places where people can just walk in and ask to have a colonoscopy?
Not as such, because what you do is to have a colonoscopy, you need to be referred. So your first port of call is go to your clinic, go to your doctor, we'll refer you for a colonoscopy. So, I mean, we don't have that facility whereby people will just walk in for a colonoscopy.
And let's say somebody is diagnosed as having colon cancer. Are there places where people can have chemotherapy, and how affordable is chemotherapy in Zimbabwe?
There are areas where people can have chemotherapy drugs. They are available, and the prices do vary depending on the drugs that you have been prescribed. But for those who are going to the public hospitals, should you not afford to buy the chemo, we at the Cancer Association, we have got some organizations which donate some money to us. It might not be very much, but we are able to purchase some chemo drugs. We liaise with the doctors at the hospitals, which ones are they mostly prescribing. So we will buy those range, which are not very, very expensive, so that at least we can cater for quite a number of those who cannot afford to buy the drugs.
That was the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe Health Services Manager Lynn Mupunzwana speaking to us from Harare.
While discussions over the deferment of civil servants' salaries continue in Harare between government ministers and civil servants' representatives, the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe has announced that it will embark on a sit-in at Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa's offices beginning July 1st until they are paid their June salaries. Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe Secretary General Robson Chere says it is likely that nothing favorable will come out of that meeting as they are planning ahead. The government announced it was unable to pay its workers their June salaries on time and was proposing shifting the pay dates to end of this month until mid-July, a move resisted by civil servants under the Apex Council. Labor, Finance and Health Ministers, together with Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, Governor and Civil Service Commission officials, were meeting with civil servants' representatives to try and break a previous deadlock. But already many unions have hinted that their members will not go beyond July 1st without being paid their June salaries. Chere tells Studio 7 they want to force the government to urgently act on their demands.
We are not surprised, and we are very much likely to meet a scenario whereby nothing will come out from that meeting, because this meeting has been held since long back, but nothing really that will come up which will advantage the teacher in class. Definitely, if the outcome is not favorable to the constituents that we represent, we are going on with what we have planned. We are going on with the demonstration that we are going to carry. That is what the concern is so far. We are going to have a sitting at the Minister of Finance offices and the headquarters of the Minister of Finance offices from the 1st of July until we get paid.
But the government made it clear that it does not have money to pay you as per the June agreement.
If it doesn't have money, we are not the people who have caused the problem. They should find alternative ways of addressing the situation. We cannot actually say we want to normalize the abnormal situation, because right now it's an abnormal situation. They can't account even for the $15 billion. That should even be heavily added to our salary. So we cannot actually sit down and agree that there's no money. Yet we know that there are some loopholes within the system whereby revenue is being lost through things like corruption. So we cannot actually normalize the abnormal situation. The salary for this month should come this month, not next month.
That was Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe Secretary General Robson Chere on the phone from Goromonzi. Studio 7 failed to reach Minister Priska Mfumira for a comment.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. Today, our host Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners about cancer. Former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai revealed today that he has colon cancer. What is cancer and how can it be prevented? So don't miss Live Talk tonight. Now to recap on tonight's top stories.
Opposition MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai says he has colon cancer.
And church denominations stage a protest over Zimbabwe's national pledge being recited in schools.
And now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Mavela silojonga li chona njani mtuaga zomuhle siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 27 ngoNhlangula 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Umkhokheli webandla leMDCT umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai usebuyele ukuya kwelatshwa njalo kwele South Africa, njalo useze waveza ukuthi ulemvukuzane yamathumbu.
Kodwa nxa ngabe isihambe izingelide emzimbeni kumemethekeni kuba nzima ukuthi uyisise, noma nangabe uyayisusa kumbe uyayisika kumbe uyayenza i-operation.
Abezokholo bayatshengisela besola isifungo esenziwa ngabantwana besikolo i-National Pledge besithi umphathintambo wezemfundo umnumzana Lazarus Dokora kasuke esihlalweni. Kubotshwa abasakhulayo kobulawayo betshengisela phezu kodaba lokuhlala ehoteleni okwesikhathi eside okwenziwa ngomsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko.
Sibotshwe la majaha singu-12 basifakile entolongweni, abanye abangu-30 besele phandle bangena thina singu-12 lapho abathethe khona amadithi bethu.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umkhokheli webandla leMDCT umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai yena oselesikhathi engezwa kuhle emzimbeni namuhla uveze ukuthi ubulawa ngumkhuhlane wemvukuzane yamathumbu i-colon cancer. UTsvangirai uthi ubanjwe umkhuhlane lo ngodokotela ngenyanga edluleyo wasesiyahlinzwa kwele South Africa lapho abuyele khona ngempela viki ukuyaqhubeka ngokwelatshwa nge-chemotherapy. Embikweni wethu le namuhla uTsvangirai uthe ukubone kufanele ukuthi azise uzulu ngesifo esimdlayo ngoba engumkhokheli wabantu. Uphinde wabonga umkakhe kanye lozulu weZimbabwe jikelele ngemithandazo esithi uzimisele ukulwisana lalomkhuhlane ngazo zonke indlela. Umsekeli kaTsvangirai unkosazana Thokozani Kupe laye uke wahlaselwa imvukuzane yevele eminyakeni esanda kwedlula kodwa welatshwa waphola. AbeMDCT bathi ngokwazisa uzulu ngomkhuhlane wakhe uTsvangirai wenze into enhle kakhulu emele ibe ngomzekeliso kumongameli Mugabe yena ohlala etshitshela phetsheya ukuya kwelatshwa kodwa kungazakali ukuthi ubulawa yini. Kona kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi umuntu ahlale kwazi ukuthi impilakahle yakhe imi njani. Sixoxa lodokotela umnumzana Joshua Spanda.
Kubaluleke kakhulu ukuthi umuntu njalo nje ayo hlolwa ukwenzela ukuthi mangabe iyaqala imvukuzane lapho eqala khona kube le ndlela zokuthi ilatshwe ise ingakazi memetheke, ngoba nxa ingakazi memetheke kuyandisa ukuthi kube nezindlela zokuthi mhlawumbe ingasuswa nje sithi ngesilungu i-cure iphele nje emzimbeni completely. Kodwa nxa ngabe isihambe izingelide emzimbeni kumemethekeni kuba nzima ukuthi uyisise, noma nangabe uyayisusa kumbe uyayisika kumbe uyayenza i-operation kuba problem enkulu ngoba iyabuya ivele futhi kwezinye intanga eziyabe sezikwenye indawo. So kuqakathekile ukuthi ngokuya kwesikhathi ngesikhathi umuntu ayehlolwa udokotela amcheck-e nje zikhona ezinye imkhakha yemvukuzane eziziveza ngaphambilini zingakaze zimemetheke ezihlanganisa imvukuzane yebele kubomama, imvukuzane yesibeletho kwemlomo wesibeletho okuthiwa yi-cervix nemvukuzane ye-prostate etholakala duze kwesinye somchamo. Zonke lezi ziyakhona ukuthi umuntu ahlolwe kuseselesikhathi kube le ndlela yokuthi zivimbakale zingakaze zimemetheke kakhulu.
Yiphi imikhakha yemvukuzane dokotela ongathi ivamile kubo baba?
Ngathi nje imkhakha yemvukuzane ivama ngosendo lokuthi umuntu ungumhlobo muni. Sengiyasho ukuthi ungumlungu noma ngumuntu obuya e-Asia, emaChineni noma umuntu obuya kwelamandiya. Kulo mehluko esingathi kulandelana le-genetics, le-race yomuntu. Kodwa kube sekusiba lalezo ezingathi nje zivamile imhlobo yonke yabantu ngoba ngumuntu omnyama lapha e-Africa o ngumuntu ovela kwezinye indawo. So inhlobo zemvukuzane ezivamileyo kubo baba zihlanganisa imvukuzane e-prostate okuthiwa yi-prostate, inyama etholakala ngaphansi komlomo wesinyo somchamo kule nyama etholakala lapha enomsebenzi wayo ethi umuntu naye ekhula inyama le iyavuvuka bese kuthi ngemva kokwesikhathi ibisi zitshintsha ibisi siba yi-cancer. Kube sekusiba lezinye i-cancer nje ezitholakalayo esingathi ye-colon kumbe yethumbu kumbe yama-intestine amancane okuthiwa yi-small intestine kumbe ithumbu elikhulu okuthiwa yi-colon. Lezo lazo ziyatholakala ngisho kubo baba lakubo mama. Kodwa ekutholakaleni lapha into ekhona ikuthi kuyasekusiya ukuthi umuntu uphila endaweni enjani emfaka engozini yokuthi angayithola, udla umkhakha wokudla okunjani. Kube sekusiya futhi lokuthi umuntu uzalwa kuphi, uthola ukuthi kwenye ifamily imdlavuza ona lo mkhakha we-cancer ugcwele otholakalayo onjalo. And then ikhona eminye futhi engatholakala kubo baba imkhakha ye-cancer ehlanganisa i-cancer yesikhumba especially abantu abamhlophe okuhlanganiswa laba bantu abalejabe elimhlophe kakhulu kodwa bemnyama.
Lo ngudokotela Joshua Spanda sixoxe laye ekwele South Africa. Sizaqhubeka ngalingxoxo kusasa lapho uSpanda azachasisa okunenge okuqhakathekileyo elimele libekwazi ngomkhuhlane wemvukuzane lithiye indlebe. Abamabandla ezokholo namuhla batshengisele ezitaladeni zeHarare bekhonona phezu kwesifungo esenziwa ngabantwana besikolo malanga wonke iNational Pledge besithi umphathintambo wemfundo yeprimary lesecondary umnumzana Lazarus Dokora kumele asuke esikhundleni. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Abazokholo lwesiKristu laba bebegiya behlabela ingoma zokholo bephethe iziphambano ezenziwe ngamaplanka ngesikhathi befola bekhokhelwa inhlanganiso yePrayer Network Zimbabwe. Lokhu kufola kuza ngemva kokuba amakholwa esiKristu la engazange athole impendulo ngemva kokusa incwadi yesikhalazo zabo besola lesi sifungo mhla ka 18 kunyanga edluleyo lanxa ayenikeze abogatsha lwezemfundo amaviki amabili ukuba enze lokho. Inkokheli yalabo kade befola iye yayanikeza ugwalo lwezikhalazo phezu kungaphenduli kweziphatha amandla zogatsha lwezemfundo kweya kuqala. Kodwa umsekeli kamphathintambo kulolu gatsha lwezemfundo yeprimary lesecondary uprofessor Paul Mavima ozitshela ukuba kungekho angakutsho phezu kodaba olusedale lomthethwandaba okuyinto umsekeli womgcini sihlalo enhlanganisweni yePrayer Network Zimbabwe umnumzana David Takaruza ethi ingabajabulisi limpendulo.
Into emangalisa lapha yiyo ethi yona uminister uyaphuma emaphepheni, uyaphuma eradio, e-TV ekhuluma lalolu daba. Kodwa ke nxa sesithina sifuna ukukhuluma laye esivala umlomo esithi yena indaba le iphambi komthethandaba ayisiko khonoko.
Bebekhona abenhlanganiso ezilwela ilungelo loluntu okubalisa eye Occupy Africa Unity Square ukuzasekela lokhu kufola. Unobhala wayo uCharles Nyoni ethi abenhlanganiso yakhe befuqwe yikuqholoza kwamphathi intambo wezemfundo uDr. Lazarus Lokora kulolu daba.
So lokhu asivumelani ndakho. So sibuye lapho ukuthi sizobambana le Prayer Network of Zimbabwe sitshengisela ukukhala kwethu ukuthi hayi lokhu kasikufuni. I-pledge yabo leyo abayikhiphe njalo abantwana beZimbabwe abachiwe bazikhethele lokhu abakufunayo nothi kubafosa ukwenza lokhu okufunwa nguLokora esikolo.
Abasakhulayo labo bazile ukuzasekela lokhu kukhonona kwabokholo lwesiKristu elizweni okubalisa uPride Mkono otshela intatheli izindaba ukuba lubaphatha kubi labo njengaye wonke olikholwa.
Siyabona njalo ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe usefuna ukuthi abantu abantwana bamaKristu abagcwele ezikoleni zethu bebekhuleka i-national flag. Lokhu esingavumeli lakho ngoba i-national flag aso nkulunkulu, aso into yophilayo, aso into yokuthi bengafuna ukugqibilizela wonke umuntu ukuthi wonke umuntu ukuthi ebeyikhulela.
Ebengekho amapholisa ukuba khapha njengalokho okwandise ukwenziwa lapho uZulu efola, ebebabukele nje egcwele indawo yonke, kabazange bavume ukwethuselwa lalapho sebehanqwe ngamapholisa ngesikhathi bedlula phambi kwedala lephalamende beke bavinjwa kancane kodwa bayekelwa bezihlabelela besiya lapho bebelubhekise khona. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Harare ngingu Mavis Gama.
Kubotshwe abasakhulayo abalitshumi lambili kobulawayo namuhla ngesikhathi bezama ukuyatshiya izikhalazo zabo kumphathi ntambo waleli dolobho unkosikazi Eunice Sandi Moyo emhlahlandlela. Ababotshiweyo laba ngamalunga enhlanganiso ezibalisa iTajamuka leBulawayo Youth Arise njalo bakhululwe bengetheswanga cala. Abasakhulayo laba bebejonge ukuyacela unkosikazi Moyo ukuthi afikise izikhalazo zabo kumongameli Robert Mugabe ezigoqela ukukhalaza ngemisebenzi, ukusola ubusela abathi benziwa iziphathamandla zikahulumende kanye lokusola umbuso weZANU-PF. Bakhala njalo ngomsekeli kaMgabe umnumzana Phelekezela Mpoko, yena osehlale ehoteleni okwesikhathi esedlula umnyaka besithi udlalisa imali kahulumende. Sixoxe lomunye wabasakhulayo laba umnumzana Gift Siziba.
Sisuke-ke njengabathi sike sithi wona silandele i-constitution yelizwe ukubana i-petition akufanelanga sitshela amapholisa ngaphandle nxa kwe-demonstration. Sisuke sithi wona sasafika-ke emhlahlandlela kulama-ofisi kahulumende lapho esuke khona-ke waba-ke le riot-ke amapholisa adlula ekhulu ahle asigombolezela khonapho kwahle wathatha injeni enkambeni yasedrimbo.
Kubotshwa bangakhi?
Sibotshwe la majaha singu-12 basifakile entolongweni abanye abangu-30 besele phandle bangena thina singu-12 lapho abathethe khona ama-detail ethu. Lapho sime khona njengabatsha sizimisele ukuba naye incwadi yethu i-petition yethu simisile uhulumende singesabi njalo sikhuluma ukuthi thina sisijikile njalo njalo.
Balikhulule lonke?
Yes, sonke sikhululiwe ngoba sizafonela-ke amaloya ethu-ke sabathitha ngendaba yethu abaZimbabwe lawyers for human rights njalo futhi thina sambela amalungelo ethu njengabatsha ukubana amapholisa akanamvumo ukubana esibophe nxa thina singelacala ngoba-ke singayenzi i-violence besihamba ngokuthula ukuthi sihambe indaba ezihluphayo kuhulumende walelizwe. Ngakho khonokhu ukwazi amalungelo ethu njengabatsha siyenze kwabasobala kumapholisa ukubana indaba yethu ime kanje sihlambisa i-petition njalo kasibuyele emuva njengabatsha. So khonokhu kwenza ukuthi hhayi eda olright nxa kuyukuthi i-demonstration kufanele amapholisa eyazise manje thina besihambisa i-petition yethu.
Kabazange balihlukuluze?
Hayi, ubobahlukumeze nje ngendaba zamafoni nakhonokho nje kodwa akuba azange kube lo muntu etshayiweyo ngoba sonke kasibalekanga sinethi khonapho endaweni yethu ebehlukumeza nje ngendaba zokusetshenziswa kwamafoni nokuthatha kwezithombe.
Umnumzana Gift Siziba lilunga lenhlanganiso yeTajamuka sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Kunjalo nje omunye wababotshwe betshengisela ngempela sonto besola ukuhlala ehoteleni kukamnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko. Umnumzana Semjorwadza ukhululwe namuhla ngemva kokuhlawuliswa imali yesibambiso ibail engamakhulu amabili $200. Uzorwadza utshelwe ngomthethwandaba ukuthi engalokotha lugxobe ehoteleni ye-Rainbow Towers lapho okuhlala khona uMphoko. Silokhu sikudaba olufanayo, ibandla le-MDCT namuhla lisole kakhulu umnumzana Mphoko ngokufananisa ukuhlala kwakhe ehoteleni lokuhlala kukamnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai endlini ayithengelwa ngurhulumente esayinhloko kahulumente. Ekhuluma lephephandaba le-Chronicle, uMphoko yena oselomnyaka owodwa lenyanga ezimbili ehlala e-Rainbow Towers eHarare uthe uhlala ehotelini nje ngoba indlu ayithengelwa ngurhulumente ayikalungiswa yaphela. Ngaphandle kwalokho uthi akula mahluko phakathi kokuhlala endlini lokuhlala ehoteleni. Wengeze wathi engakakhethwa ukuba ngumsekeli kaMgabe ungumuntu obevele esihlalela ehoteleni yeMickles ezibhadalela. Kodwa esengene kuhulumende ususwe kuleyo hotela wahlaliswa eRainbow Towers lapho asebhadalelwa khona nguhulumende ngemali kaZulu. Uthi njalo ukuhlala kwakhe ehoteleni akuthiyananga lokuhlala kukaTsvangirai endlini kahulumende. Kodwa isiphathamandla se-MDCT umnumzana Abednego Bebe uthi kavumelani lamazwi kaMphoko.
Amboni ukuthi ungakuqathanisa ukuhlala ehoteleni obhadala khona iservice at a rate eya everyday usidla khonapho yonke into seza kwakho ukukhompelo komuntu ohlala endlini eyathengwa nguhulumende emthengela ukuthi ahlale kuleyo ndlu ngaleso sikhathi esenza lowo msebenzi. Bangaki abahlala ezindlini zikahulumende abenza imisebenzi kahulumende bathi nxa betshiya kuthiwe ipension yabo ipension anikwe indlu le mali phezulu? Siyakwazi kuyenzakala khonokho, kodwa kuqakathekile ukuthi ufanele bekwazi ukuthi lowana-ke okwendaba yepension yakhe uMgabe lokhu esesaba ukuyikhuluma. So ngaleso sizathu uhleli kuleya ndlu ngoba uvele yindlu eyathenga ithengela yena ekulowo msebenzi. Yena uMphoko uthengelwe indlu, asikukhompeke ukuthi yindaba engafuni ukuyahlala endlini yangkhona njengoTsvangirai ohlala endlini kahulumente. So nxa kuyukuthi ucabanga kanjalo engu-vice president welizwe, then silomnyama njengamaZimbabweans.
Ngezinye indlela ucatha ngomunwe lapho uMphoko
ucatha ngomunye akhona la ngomunwe ucatha ngotshani njengentethe, ngoba uyabona intethe uyabona ihlala phezu koqungi lokhu ibhoda ngocungi sithi kayibonakali. So yikho akwenzayo khonoko. Njalo okuqakathekileyo kufanele sibe kwazi ukuthi kona kanti okwenza ukuthi yona le indlu ayithengelayo athi yena iyafakwa le security engapheliyo kulokudliwa leyo mali edliwayo e-Sheraton kangako ngokunjani security bani engapheliyo? Xa kuwukuthi kuliqiniso ukuthi kona indlu le ikhona ifuna leyo security, sile minyaka emingaki yathengwa kumele silezinyaka ezingaki, leyo security yokuhamba kunganani? Kasinike phela i-timeline yokuthi yena kukhanye ngani sebezaqeda senza phuma ngelali ngalo. Ayikhona ukunsara ensarela kwampana ensarele ehoteleni ngoba uyazi ukuthi uhlala ngale uyabe sekhangele impilo yokuthi azazani ukuthi kuyabe siphekelwa ngabantu abalambayo abangaholiswa nguhulumende abangaholiyo, uyabe besekwazi ukuthi kuyabe sekuthiyena lale hotela. Yindoda nje sibone ngani sisezulwini xa ihlezi eSheraton.
Uthi uMphoko engakaphiwa umsebenzi wokuba ngomsekeli kamongameli wayevele ehlala ehoteleni, wayehlala eMickleys ezibhadalela ngeyakhe imali. Ngokumhlalisa futhi ehoteleni lapha, uhulumende engaba ezama yini ukulandela indlela abevele phila ngayo engakangeni kuhulumende?
Uyabona nxa wayehlala ehoteleni ekwazi ukuthi ehoteleni kuyahleleka kumnandi kuyonale hotel ayehlala kuyo, ngabe wahle wahlala khona kwajengisa phela ukuthi yena uyakwanisa ukuhlala ehoteleni? Manje ukuthi abesesimbuluzela ngemali yethu e-rate payers ayiyezimbhadalela kathezo asitshele ukuthi yena uyakwanisa ukuhlala ehoteleni, kabhadale kwapho ukuthi sibone ukuthi uyakwanisa ukuhlala ehoteleni. Lokuthi asitshele ukuthi yena uyakwanisa ukuhlala ehoteleni yikusidelela komuntu omdala.
Umnumzana Abednego Bebe ngumqoqi wenhlelo zebandla le-MDCT sixoxelaye ekoBulawayo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930 12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe the connection kusasa sikhangela ukutshengisela okwenziwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe kulezinsuku emigwaqweni lebulenjini zisola ukungethembeki okwenzakalayo kuhulumende kanye lombuso wezanu PF. Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo lisazise ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection lilami untungameli Nkomo lomunye wami utatenda gumbo. Singene kwezi vela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umthetho ndaba waphezulu owe Supreme Court kwele Melika wethule isinqumo sokuthi uhulumende kalamandla ukumisa abesifazana abazithweleyo ukuthi bakhiphe izisu. Siphetheza kwamanye amazwe ngokuya kwele Bhilithane. Ukungahlaliseki kwalelo lizwe kuqhubekela phambili kulandela ukhetho lwe-referendum olunqume ukuthi ele Bhilithane lisuke kumanyano we-European Union. Abasebenzelana labasakhulayo sebekudaze ukuthi kwengezwe inhlelo zokuvikela ukusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngesikhathi kukhwela inani labatsha elizisebenzisayo. Kubika uNotando Spanda.
Abasakhulayo bathi indikimba yokunanzwa kolanga le-International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking obelunanzwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele izolo ethi Listen First luyibeka kuhle indaba yokuqakatheka kokukhulumisana lalabo abazithola besengozini eyokusebenzisa izidakamizwa lalabo asebeqalile abadinga usizo lokuzitshiya. Ukucubungula kwenhlanganiso ye-Anti-Drug Abuse of Zimbabwe kuveza ukuthi phezu kwamashumi amane ekhulwini 43% labantwana besikolo liyabhema insamo kumbe igwayi. Iningi elisakhulayo lisebenzisa imithi yokukhwehlela kanye leyomkhuhlane wengculaza ngendlela engayisiyo lingalandeli iziqondiso zokuthi kumele inathwe ngesilinganiso esinganani okwenza igcine isidaka. Osakhulayo u-Arnold Mthethwa owelokitshini leNkulumane uthi iningi labosowabo liyabhema njalo liyadakwa okwenza kube nzima kulabo abangakaqalisi ukuthi baqhubeke bengabhemi. Okwenza kube nzima ngamandla kuthi ukuswelakala kwengcithi labadala kanye le ndawo lapho osakhulayo angathola isixwayiso ngalolu daba kumbe usizo lapho eseqalile ngoba kuleli kuqakathekiswa ukubopha hatshi ukuphathisa.
As young people, sidinga abantu abazwisisayo abangasicebisa and not always punish. Sidinga ama role models aziphatha kuhle azasikhuthaza ukuthi ukubhema kumbe ama drugs are not cool.
Omunye njalo osakhulayo uJafet Ndlela uthi wonke lokhu kudakwa bakwenza ngoba kungela imisebenzi elizweni. Limithi uthi iphinda ibaphe izibindi zokwenza imisebenzi yokuganga efana lobusela engeke umuntu ayenza engadakwanga.
Kunye imisebenzi kulo msebenzi vele ngayithwa ukuvila kunathwa lo umuntu ezisebenzela kuhle ngayithwa kunathwa vila akungela ndaba la.
Isiphathamandla kugatsha lwezempilakahle lokondliwa kwabantwana unkosikazi Dorcas Sithole uthi kudubo lwezidakamizwa kanye lemithi engasetshenziswa ngendlela sokuludaba abaphatheke ngalo kulezi nsuku ngoba luya lukhula.
Initially, Zimbabwe was a transit for illicit drug abusers.
Ekuqaleni lakuleli lalisetshenziswa njengendawo lapho izidakamizo ezazidlula khona zisiyathengiswa zisetshenziswe kwamanye amazwe. Kodwa lokhu ilizwe laqala ukusebenzisa imali zakwamanye amazwe sezithengiswa njalo zisetshenziswe kabanzi kuleli.
Umnumzana Thembani Ngwenya oyisakhamuzi uthi bayalwazi udubo lokuthi abantu babo babhema njalo banathe imithi engalunganga.
Ukuba kwazi siyakwazi. But kudingakala indlela zokuthi sikunqabele kunokuba abakwenzayo abantu bethu izinto ezingekho right. Kanti singamkhipha egluini yakhe leyana kumbe engomeni yakhe uyamsanga akula equipment. Sisalwisa kanti ukuthi kube equipment kube lani ukwenzeka ukuthi abantwana bengayenzi izinto ezingekho emthethweni.
Osebenza kwezempilakahle unkosikazi Margaret Ncengani uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu ikakhulu abasakhulayo bananzelele ingozi yokunatha imithi ngendlela engayisiyo ngoba isiqondiso ezikumithi le kanye nokudingakala kwencwadi evela kubodokotela anduba uthole imithi ethile ikudinga ukuvikela uzulu kumithi eyingozi lapho inganathwanga ngendlela.
Uhlupho lwale mithi yikho odokotela beyisithi kumele inathwe kuphela okwensuku ezithile umuntu behle bemise ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi iyabulala ingqondo, iyadaka umuntu agcine esenza izinto ezingafanelanga.
Unkosikazi Sly Mpabanga ngumzali olomntwana owaba lomkhuhlane wengqondo ngenxa yokubhema lokunatha okudakayo athi weza eGoli esengumuntu othanda izidakamizwa ezazimenza abelolaka angaze azi ukuhlalisana labantu.
Because as it is now nje ifikode umntwana oke wabuthatha konongazi but kakuthathela ngalapho kuthathele godi. So right now umntwana onjani under medication engutheni ngakho at least gathesi ngathi medication iyancile ingane isintshintshile but it first ngayimesaba ukuba la endlini because wakwazi ukuthi abeyelodlakela sitshaye abulade izinto esefuna esecraver esefuna ukuthathwa izinto zakhe zone ziya.
Inhlanganiso ekhangela ezempilakahle emhlabeni wonke jikelele iWorld Health Organization isixwayise ohulumende ukuthi baqakathekise ukuvikela ukumemetheka kwalolu dubo kanye lokusekela labo abadakwayo hathi ukuqakathekisa indlelo zokubabopha. Ngimile iStudio 7 ngingunothando Sibanda.
Kweze midlalo lamhlanje iqembu le Highlanders ezikamagebhula phela selikhokhela ngemiklomelo emibili phezu kwengalane ye-Premier Soccer League ngemva kwemidlalo ebikhona ngempela viki. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu le-Highlanders lithe ngokunqoba elikwenzele ZBC Kariba nge-1 kanyangesonto lakhuphula inani lemiklomelo elilayo la kumajumi amabili lesithupha ngemva kwemidlalo elitshumi lanye. Umdlali osakhulayo uAdrian Sila uyohlehlela iqembu leBhoso ngehlandla lokuqala lomdlalo kodwa abafana beBhoso kabasadlala ngakuhle ngehlandla lesibili njalo ukapteni waleli qembu uFelix Chindungwe uthi bavale ngebheju ukuze bengahlohlwa.
Hayi abona ukuthi vele kade sikwa second half basavuya ngathi into iqajekile ukuthi sivale kuphela khona ukusaba sindaba.
Kundawo yesibili engalaneni yemiklomelo kutholakala iqembu leCapes United lona elilemiklomelo ngamachumi amabili lane njalo elinqobe leBulawayo City nge-2-1 ngesonto. Iqembu leFC Platinum likundawo yesithathu lilemiklomelo ngamachumi amabili lantathu njalo linqobe leTriangle nge-2-0 ngomgqibelo. Iqembu leFC Platinum lona selidlale imidlalo elitshumi njengoba umdlalo wawumele liwudlale lelechickenini wedluliselwa phambili ngensuku lapho iqembu lesizwe ebeliphatheke khona kumncintiswano weCOSAFA. Kundawo yesine kule qembu leZPC Kariba lona elilemiklomelo ngamashumi amabili lanye ukuthi ngemva kwalo kule qembu leDynamos lona elilemiklomelo elitshumi lesikhombisa njalo elinqobe leHarare City nge-2-0 ngomgqibelo. Iqembu leTriangle likundawo yesithupha lilemiklomelo elitshumi lesithupha ukuthi ngemva kwalo kule qembu leHarare City. Kundawo yethoba minembili kule qembu leHawumayini lona lilemiklomelo elitshumi lane njalo elibe ngujikile obhanqa 2-2 leqembu leChapungu ngolwesihlanu. Iqembu leBulawayo City likundawo yethoba munemunye njalo lilingene ngemiklomelo leHawumayini. Kundawo yetshumi kule qembu leChicken Inn lona elinqobe letsholojwe nge-1-0 ngomgqibelo njalo lilingene ngemiklomelo leqembu leWange lona elizadlala lalo ngolwesithathu enkundleni yeColliery. iqembu lechapungu likwindawo yechumilambili lilemiklomelo lichumilanye okulinani eliphethwe liqembu lengezi platinum lona elinqobe leborder strikers nge-1 kanyanga ngomgqibelo. Abafana beMtare City bathe ngokunqoba iqembu lewange nge-1 kanyanga ngesonto baphakama bayahlala kwindawo yechumilane belemiklomelo yi-9-1. Endaweni yesibili nxa usuka ngaphansi kwengalane kule qembu lecholocho lona elilemiklomelo yi-9-2, kuthi emsileni wengalane kule qembu leborder strikers lona elilemiklomelo emithathu. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kwanelo kwalamhlanje Mthwakazi, sengilitshiya ku-Live Talk lapho esikhangela khona umkhuhlane wemvukuzane olivalelisayo nguNtungamilinkomo. Lilani.